Our guest today is Brian Puckett, curator of the nation's first municipal Earth Kind Rose Trial. Brian has a passion for sustainable gardening and for helping others achieve gardening success. Brian put his design and planning efforts to good use as vice chairman of the Helena, Alabama Beautification Board, where he helped transform the city's landscape into a veritable paradise of plants by using native perennials and Earth Kind roses. These efforts have caught the attention of other municipalities who are now reaching out for advice and guidance as they transition into the world of sustainable landscape design. Last year, Brian collaborated with Texas A&M to launch the nation's first municipal Earth Kind Rose Trial and currently serves as the trial curator. He's with us today to talk about the Rose Trial, about sustainable gardening, and a whole lot more. So stay with us. The Rose Chat podcast starts now.
It's time for the Rose Chat podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Hey y'all, it's Chris Van Cleef. I'm the creator of the Rose Chat podcast. For me, growing roses has become a passion. My membership in the American Rose Society has helped me to create the rose garden of my dreams, right in my own backyard. I also enjoy the camaraderie and support of a network of rose growers who are eager to share, learn, and grow together. To learn more about membership in the American Rose Society, visit their website, rose.org.
Hey, Brian, welcome to Rose Chat.
Hey, thanks for having me tonight, Teresa.
Brian, I am so excited about this new project. So give us the background. How did the idea for having Earth Kind Rose Trial in your neck of the woods come about?
It actually all started out with here in Helena, Alabama, over the past year or so, the beautification board for the city. We've really tried to promote sustainability, really tried to bring in native perennials, use Earth Kind roses, just so that we could show people how easy it could be done.
Oh, that's perfect. That's just what we want to know. You know, so often people are a little bit afraid of roses. They hear that they're difficult. They're divas. And, you know, everyone says, I love roses, but they're just a little bit afraid of them. And a lot of people will also tell you, well, you know, I've had some bad luck, didn't have enough time, didn't want to do spraying. So this is going to be good news.
We partnered with Texas A&M to do a full Earth Kind confirmational trial. So we'll be doing 3 years worth of study on 24 different roses to see how they withstand that Alabama heat that in the summertime and that Alabama cold weather in the wintertime. So we'll be able to see all the different seasons and see how they perform without any type of maintenance to them.
So you said no maintenance. What about chemicals and additives?
Absolutely not. So one of the Earth Kind rules is that there's no sprays or no chemicals that are allowed to be used on the plants once they're in the ground. So basically, all we've done is we've dug holes, we've planted, we've mulched around them, and then we're just going to watch them grow. Now the downfall to that is I really love being able to shape my rose bushes. And as a part of this trial, we can't cut back any of these roses. So we can't deadhead them. We can't shape them up. We just have to let them grow and then just observe and do the research on them, how they do.
Now, where do you have these planted? Are they where some people can see them, or are visitors welcome to come into the garden?
We're able to commandeer, in essence, a strip of road it's actually a median that leads up on the road leading up to the sports complex for the local youth sports facilities. So we're going to have thousands and thousands of people throughout the year traveling this one road, and they're going to be greeted with roses the whole entire way. We strongly have encouraged the community to come out and take a look at them. And we're even thinking about doing rose a bloom day one day as the blooms start to really rise.
Ooh. Ooh, that'll be fun. Anything you can do to bring the community in, you know, whether it's volunteering or to learn about the program or the kids to come in and do something. I mean, that's just going to be such a good thing for your community.
I absolutely agree. And one of the great things is not everybody knows a ton about roses or flowers or plants, or you're just an average everyday person like myself who just got the bug and, you know, started trying to learn as much as he possibly could. But the great thing is we've actually partnered with the Birmingham Rose Society, because Helena is about 20 miles south of Birmingham. We're a suburb. And so we've partnered with that Rose Society, and they're actually going to come down and help all of the beautification board members and the community that come out to judge, evaluate all of these roses. They're going to be along with us the whole entire ride. So they're going to be able to share their wealth of knowledge with the community. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
As you know, I have two Earth Kind roses in my garden. I have Linda's Dream and I have New Dawn. And I love them. They're easy, just like they say. They're beautiful, just like they say. And they're pink. And I cannot have too much pink in my garden. But that leads me to, what roses are you testing?
We're testing a total of 24 different roses a part of this trial. Now, you're thinking, well, 24 roses isn't that many. Well, we're doing it 24 times 3. So we have, and then we also have buffer roses on each of the three blocks that we have all of this set up in. So we have 78 roses that are able to greet people. And you're talking about my favorite ones that are absolutely amazing. I would love to be able to tell you about all of them. And if you've got the hours upon hours upon hours, I can tell you every single one of them and what I love about them. But I will pick out just a couple of them, or really more than just a couple. It's probably 5 or 6 or so. So my favorite rose out of the entire group of the 24 roses that we're testing would have to be absolute amazing rose that's an apricot in color, orangish color. It's absolutely stunning. And it's the Easy Does It rose. The great thing that I love about this Floribunda is the amount of blooms that it produced. And I say that because, yes, we did plant, did the planting in October. I got the roses a little bit ahead of time because we were making sure that we got them all in. And so Easy Does It was hanging out at my house for a couple of months before we got to plant. And so when I got it and I watched it for a week or so, and then I instantly picked up the phone and called the nursery that we got it from and said, hey, I really hope you have another one of these roses because I have to have it in my backyard. So now I have Easy Does It as well.
Well, I have said that so many times. I get that. I so get that. I just have to have it.
So another one that really, as we were promoting this new trial that we were kicking off, we were going throughout the community. We were on some local news stations doing segments. And the rose that we took around with us was a rose called My Girl. It was an absolutely beautiful, bright red bloom. And it was so wonderful just to see people's eyes light up when they saw it. So the great thing about it is that it's a hybrid tea. And I know people sometimes will say, well, hybrid teas are really difficult and you can't do them without any sprays. So hopefully a part of this trial, we'll be able to prove to the world that you can get any type of rose, whether it be a hybrid tea, a Floribunda, a tea noisette, and be able to have those type of roses without spray. So it's an absolutely great one. You mentioned pink, though. And another one of my pink favorites is the Savannah. And it's actually the buffer plant as well. Out of the research that's gone on with it at Texas A&M, they said, well, this is a great show rose and a great rose for people to be able to clip off. So I mentioned earlier that we can't touch any of the roses as part of the trial, but the good thing is we got permission from Dr. George at Texas A&M to be able to cut the buffer ones. So when people show up to this garden and we give them a tour, we'll be sure to be able to clip them off a bloom. It's a beautiful hybrid tea pink rose. Now, purple has not really always been my favorite color of a rose, but there's this purple rose that's a part of the trial. It's Poseidon, and it's amazing the way that it bloomed. It's a Floribunda, and it was a quick bloomer. And I say that because it's really like, I think it's one of my favorites because it's almost like one of my children. After we planted all the plants throughout the gardens for this trial, it was that first plant that produced a bud and then went into a beautiful bloom. So it's like, oh, that's my first baby starting to walk. So really, I think that's why it's so near and dear to my heart for that one, just because it was the first one to show its stuff. And then another one, because I like to catch all of the colors of the rainbow. So there's a yellow rose that's been absolutely hardy as can be. After when we did the first initial observation of all the plants, we did see a little bit of a foliage damage on a lot of the different plants, which was expected. But one plant that was in all three of the blocks, it showed none whatsoever of any type of disease or insect damage, was the gay Hammond rose. And it's a beautiful yellow bloom. So I think that out of the 24, those are probably my top five.
Oh, man, they sound so wonderful. Now, going back to Poseidon just a minute, oftentimes the purple or lavender roses are fragrant. Did you know the fragrance on Poseidon?
It has a great fragrance, too. It's very sweet smelling.
Well, I love Gay Hammond, and so I will have to have at some point her rose, I'm sure. And, you know, I'm sure you would agree that you can't have too many.
No, absolutely not.
Well, that sounds great. There's so much to be excited about. You know, we're all going to reap the benefits of what you find out there. So what's the judging process like?
The judging process for this trial is, so we were given a little bit of freedom with from Dr. George on how we were going to critique and observe this trial for the 3-year period. So I took a little bit of the international judging side, and I took a little bit of the EarthKind research style that they have used in the past as they've been doing all of these trials down in Texas. I combined them together, and then I compiled it into just a really easy format sheet where basically anybody can get a sheet and go and look at the roses and be able to say, oh, well, that's an absolutely beautiful bloom, or that the leaves on this rose are just so green and lush. And they can be able to just circle how they rate it on a scale of 1 to 10 of how great those blooms are. And what happens is once I get that form back and I know it, we've got a lot of algorithms and a spreadsheet and a bunch of things that are computing things in the background that the judging person never sees. That'll come up with a score for each rose. And then what we'll do is we'll continuously roll month after month, observing all of these rows, giving them scores and seeing how well they do. And then once we get it each year, we'll combine it all together to see what their total yearly score was.
Well, how often are they going to be evaluated?
So we do it every month, but the great thing is we're going to do it as many times as we possibly can. So if I could be out there every single day judging these roses, I absolutely would. Now, in real life, it'll probably happen 2 to 3 times a month. But what we'll do is we'll have multiple people judging on a specific day. So we'll be able to get multiple people's opinions, because what we really want to show people is that these roses are judged based off of what the everyday person would be able to want to see in their yard. They want to be able to see that beauty in their yard. So we want people to judge these roses is based off of that. So we'll judge it a couple times a month, and we'll do it every single month for the 3-year period.
Well, the closer you get people to roses, you know, roses work their magic, and you just can't see your life without them.
I agree 100%.
The more people you get there, and if you get the youth involved as well, it's going to be a very successful trial, mm-hmm. I can tell. Well, Brian, I personally want to thank you for all the work on this project. You know, all of us who love roses are going to benefit from this, and it's exciting, and I hope that you're going to be sharing this via a website, maybe?
We do have a website that's set up for this trial. The web address is HelenaBeautiful.com. So that's the website for the Helena Beautification Board. You'll just click on the EarthKind Rose Home Trial, and it'll take you to the EarthKind Confirmational Rose Trial site within the site. Basically. So you'll be able to click on links. It'll take you and tell you about the trial. It'll tell you about us as a beautification board and as a city, as well as there's a link where you can click on the roses. And then when you click on the roses, it's going to pull up a page that lists all the different varieties that we're testing. So, and it's in a picture format because I love pictures. And so you just simply click on the picture of the rose bloom that you absolutely want to see more about. And it's going to take you to that roses homepage. And so it'll tell you a small little blurb about that rose, and then it'll give you some details about it, about the growth height and the types of blooms and the color of blooms, the petal counts, all that good kind of stuff. But then at the bottom, there's like a three-step easy process of how you could plant this rose yourself. And it's really just as simple as digging a hole, putting it in the ground, covering it up, and watering it in for the first few months.
I think it was Star Roses and Plants a few years ago said, you can dig a hole, you can plant a star.
So. Absolutely.
That made it easy for people. So I'm so glad that you're doing this, and I'm so glad we can follow along via the website, and we'll put that on our podcast homepage. But now there's one more thing I want to talk about before I let you go. I've been hearing all about this Rose King tour. So what's going on?
That was supposed to be our secret. No, I'm only kidding. So the Rose King tour is a national tour that my partner in crime, Chris Van Cleve, the redneck Rosarian, America's favorite rose gardener, we're going to be striking out on this sustainability rose tour. And we're going to be going throughout the country talking at different home and garden shows about the types of roses that you would be best for your personality, all the way down to how to care for the rose in an sustainable way. We'll be hitting towns like Birmingham Home and Garden Show. We'll be up in Chicago, out in Eugene, Oregon, over in Atlanta. So we've got dates all throughout the country. So it's going to be a great tour, and just really excited to get out there, how easy it is to be able to grow roses.
It sure is. I couldn't agree more. So best of luck with the Rose Kings tour, and best of luck with the trial.
Well, thank you so much.
To learn more about the Earthkind Rose Trials in Helena, Alabama, visit their website, helenabeautiful.com. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for this edition of the Rose Chat Podcast, and we thank you for listening. Until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com, or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.
I don't know why I'm sticking my nose into this foam mesh thing in front of the microphone, but I am, because it's kind of funny.
Just don't lick.
Okay. Okay.